Since 2001, the Evening Muse has sat on the corner of North Davidson and East 36th Streets in the heart of NoDa, Charlotte's arts district. Over the last 15 years, the music venue has been a witness to the changes of the neighborhood, the ebb and flow of crime, the fall of other local music establishments, and now the expansion of the light rail and its constant construction. The owner of the Evening Muse says he's confident the Charlotte staple will last, but not without adapting to the changes of the time. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia sat down with him and has this story.
When Joe Coleman was 26, he had a crazy idea. He wanted to be the owner of a music venue, he wanted it to be small, and he wanted it to be the best-sounding room in Charlotte. The name he picked would be a play on words.
Evening Muse, Evening News. I've always been a news hound. I've been, you know, as a kid, I, you know, always enjoyed kind of knowing what was going on around me. The term Evening Muse was the idea to come here, get your daily dose of inspiration, and kind of seeing people that are out there in the world pursuing their life's passion.
Now 41, the audio engineer slash music producer slash musician says that mission hasn't changed. It's still the kind of place where musicians are taken seriously, and it's still the kind of venue where you get shushed if you're that obnoxious drunk person.
It's kind of amusing to me that people are willing to pay money to listen to someone else and then proceed to just talk over that person. So that's part of our mission, too, is to honor the artists and give them their due. Try to give them a space where they can, like I said, connect.
Every show has a cover. Even open mic nights cost a few bucks to get into. Coleman says it's important to support the artists and their growth. The stage is the first thing you see when you walk in the door. And because the venue holds 80 sitting, 120 standing, there's not a bad view in the house. Local art hangs on the exposed brick walls, lights strung across the ceiling set an inviting tone. There is no green room for musicians to retreat to, which, Coleman says, catches some off guard, like legendary country musician Charlie Louvin.
The other day I walked out on the street, I happened to see...
He was one of those people that was like, really? No green room? I was like, nope. I think it's important that you're out there in the audience and with the people and stuff. And he's like, well, I'll be. More places should probably be like that. That's awesome.
Maybe it's the layout, the necessary interaction between the musicians and the crowd, but there's something comforting and familiar about the Evening Muse. Like you're a local before you've even stepped in.
This is that kind of place that reminds everybody of their hometown or wherever they came from. And with Charlotte being such a transient town, all of those people, they come here and it reminds them of their hometown. And so it gives them that sense of calm, peace, whatever, when it comes to their, you know, being able to enjoy and listen to music.
Being this community center for the NoDa neighborhood, the Evening Muse is even the meeting place for the neighborhood association. He's seen shifts in scenery since the venue first opened.
I used to have to walk people to their cars with a baseball bat and make sure people got in, you know, their cars safely back then. The neighborhood's really changed a lot over the years, so.
Yeah. Has it changed for the better?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to... It's one of those things that you can't really... You have to say yes. I know it sounds silly. You have to be adapting. You have to change. There's things that are forces that are way bigger than you. I get the rock and roll fight and the, you know, the punk rock attitude of, you know, damn the man or damn change or gentrification or whatever. But from a business perspective, you have to be willing to shuck and jive and kind of move with the punches and stuff.
He's added comedy to the Muse's schedule, and he'd like to work with the symphony to have smaller shows with quartets and trios to expand his audience. As he sees other local staples close their doors because of redevelopment, he says staying relevant is important. And that means making the Evening Muse known to the developers.
Been fortunate enough to talk to these developers and kind of work with them on the sense of it's what was created here as to the reason why you guys are coming here. So don't destroy it.
On certain days with heavy construction, it can look like the venue is just opening or has closed its doors. But part of the magic of the Muse is that it's an incubator for talent, and it's not trying to be some huge arena. Coleman sees his place in Charlotte's music scene as the guy who cultivates the talent and then hands them to the next big venue, and he's okay with that.
We'll rock a mountain cowboy in a rock and roll band, plug his amplifier in all across the land.
Groups like the folk rock duo Shovels and Rope first played the Muse when they came to Charlotte. Then they moved to the larger venue down the street, Neighborhood Theater, then graduated to the Music Factory. Coleman points out the band gives the Muse a mention every time they're on a stage in Charlotte, because that's the type of place he's created on this little corner in Noda, a venue where musicians will be respected and a place where people can go to find community. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte. Let my